This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
It's me, Paul Stanley, and you're listening to a show on the Red 5 Network.
Because of the following special program, Wonder Woman and the Incredible Hulk will not be presented this evening.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is where the fun begins.
Chewie, we're home.
Welcome to the Blue Mill Cafe. Grab an empty stool at the counter, order a cup of Jawa juice and a nice slice of Yogan fruit pie, and get ready because we're about to talk all things Star Wars.
Show me the one whose safety deemed such destruction. You must reunite it with its own kind.
Where?
This you must determine. The songs of eons past tell of battles between Mandalore the Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi.
You expect me to search the galaxy and deliver this creature to a race of enemy sorcerers?
This is the way.
You know this is no place for a child. He goes. So I've heard. This is the way.
Hello and welcome back into the cafe. This is episode 63. My name is Jeff, and I'm back again. I know it was only a week this time, but hey, I need a little break again because one, I didn't have a subject for last week, and two, I was just a little bit too busy this past weekend with some stuff, so that's why there was no episode last week. But here I am in the middle of the week, surprising you with an episode because we had an unexpected Mandalorian dump this past Monday, I believe. Was it Monday or Tuesday? I'm so excited I can't remember, and I'm probably the last podcast to do this, but this is my podcast about season 2's trailer of The Mandalorian and my thoughts and feelings about it, and I'm just excited that the Mando's back. And we finally got a look at what season 2 could be. And there were some surprises in that trailer. I just watched it again for my third time, and I'm still seeing things that I missed the first two times I watched it. The first time I watched it, My jaw was on the ground, so I really didn't get a good look at everything. So what I thought I would do, you heard the audio of the trailer at the beginning of the episode. So what I'm going to do is watch the trailer again, this time with the sound off, since you already heard the audio, because the voiceover we know is the Armorer, and she's talking to the Mando about, obviously, the child, a.k.a. Baby Yoda, and what he has to do with the child. And anyway, as I watch the trailer here without the sound on, I am just going to go through the trailer and give my quick thoughts about what we're seeing in the trailer, and then after that, I will talk about the things that excited me the most and a little bit more detail on what we saw and, you know, some speculation of who some of the new characters that we saw in the trailer could be. I am going to play the trailer right now. And, of course, it starts off with us coming over a moon onto a planet that actually looks like Earth. And, of course, it looks like the Razor Crest is listing in space. It's damaged. The back door's open, the engine's sparking. And then we go to the Lucasfilm. We see the Mando and the child walking out of the darkness towards us. I still get goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps now watching this again. The Bantha! A freaking Bantha, man! The producer of Blue Milk. I mean, come on. And then a snow planet. A lot of people saying, could this be Ilum from Jedi Fallen Order? I'm sorry, I just couldn't get it out of my... Because there's so much going on that I just missed. The Armorer was just talking about the Jedi, and he thinks he's going to have to go hunt down these Jedi. X-Wings! We see freaking X-Wings in this! And there. People are speculating that could be Ilum, and I'm starting to agree with them after I'm watching this for my fourth time. This is cute. Baby Yoda hiding himself in his little egg while Mando kicks some butt in the boxing ring. And right there, is that a Knight Brother? That's what I want to know. Fourth time watching this, I still don't know if that's a Knight Brother or not. Looks like a Knight Brother. Hopefully it's a Knight Brother. And that's the trailer. And it's very quick. It's less than 2 minutes long. Just under 2 minutes long. And I don't know. It looks like a Knight Brother, but then again, it doesn't. I don't know, but I think it's a Knight Brother. What do you think? I'm hoping it's a Knight Brother because I want to see some live-action Knight Brothers. I want to see Maul again. Well, Maul's species again. Come on. I want to see more live-action Mauls. Knight Brothers. You know what I'm trying to say, and I'm starting to sound stupid. So, just let's move on. The one part that I was rambling over that I totally missed because I was trying to make another point was we saw when the Armorer was talking about this race called the Jedi, we see this hooded female standing in the shadows, and I did not catch it the first time. I thought she looked familiar the first time I watched it. I wasn't sure. Right before I went back to watch it a second time, I saw an article online that confirmed that was Sasha Banks. And if people don't know who Sasha Banks is, she is a WWE wrestler. And I am excited that she is going to be in this because I'm a big fan of hers. I'm a fan of her wrestling. I'm hoping she can act. I think she can act if she's in wrestling, because basically, spoiler alert, the WWE is entertainment, and these wrestlers have to learn how to sell a lot of their promos that they do for the storylines in the WWE. But I'm just so excited to see her. Is she playing a Jedi? Now, if she's playing a Jedi, she could be a whole new character, because Sabine Wren is not a Jedi. And that's who a lot of people speculated when we first got the news that she was supposed to be in season 2. A lot of people said, oh, she's going to play Sabine Wren, because she would be perfect for it, because Sasha does like to have brightly colored hair for her wrestling, and they were saying, well, she could change the color of her hair all the time, you know, for this show. She could be Sabine, but if she's playing a Jedi, she won't be Sabine Wren. She will be a whole new character. A lot of people thought at first that may have been Rosario Dawson, who is rumored to be playing Ahsoka, and that wasn't her, that was Sasha. So I don't think Sasha's going to be playing Ahsoka. So is Sasha a new Jedi character that we're meeting for the first time? Could she be someone who maybe is training under Ahsoka? I don't know. I can't wait to find out. But that was one of my biggest jaw-dropping moments when I went back and watched it the second time, knowing that was Sasha, and then getting a good look at her and was like, oh my god, that is her. I can't wait. We saw a nice shot of Cara Dune and Greef Karga there. Two of my favorite side characters is Greef and Cara. Can't wait to see them two again. And of course, the child. Cannot wait to see the child again. I know I'm starting to get away from calling him Baby Yoda, because believe it or not, some people are calling me out on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, and saying, you know, he's technically called the child. You shouldn't be calling him Baby Yoda anymore. So I'm trying to get away from calling him Baby Yoda, but come on, Baby Yoda just sounds better. And us Star Wars fans, we know he's the child. We just like to say Baby Yoda. So just let me have Baby Yoda. And now, Ilum. A lot of people said that Snow Planet could be Ilum from Jedi Fallen Order, the video game. And when I just watched it again that time, I can see it. I can see that possibly being Ilum. That would be freaking awesome. It would blow my mind that they're bringing an element from a video game into live action. I would love that, to see that Jedi temple from Jedi Fallen Order realized in live action, and seeing that temple that you explored when we played that game. And I'm hoping that they go, if that is Ilum and they are doing that, I would love for them to, hey, let's talk to the game creators and get the set for this Jedi Temple down to exactly how it was in the video game, and see all that in the video game and bring it to the live action. And I don't know. I'm just, right now I'm just rambling, because I'm kind of excited, because like I said, I've been wanting to talk about this trailer for a couple of days now, and now I'm sitting behind my mic talking about it. And I'm sorry if I'm coming off a little excited, a little stupid, but just so many thoughts running through my head right now that I know I'm not going to get through them all. This was always going to be a very, very short episode. It's a midweek episode. It's a surprise episode for you guys. And I just wanted to get behind here and spout off my exciting, incoherent ramblings about the new trailer. And the poster, by the way, looks awesome as well. I just wanted to get behind the mic here, spend like 10, 15 minutes talking to y'all about what I thought of the trailer. Hopefully you enjoyed this little episode. I am still planning on doing an episode this weekend. Episode 64 will be this Saturday sometime. I just have to come up with a topic. So please let me know on Twitter, on my Facebook page, in the Facebook group. Please give me some topic ideas. I've gotten one topic idea right now, and if I don't get any more, that's what Saturday's episode is going to be about. And I'll let y'all know on Twitter at the latest Friday what that topic idea is and who suggested it to me. So until Saturday, I mean, let me know. Shoot me tweets. Let me know what you thought about the trailer, even though I've already been reading a lot of tweets about how excited people are about this new trailer and about season two. So, hey, tweet at me at FishFrick on Twitter. That's the new home of the Blue Milk Cafe on Twitter. Tweet at me there and let me know what you all think about the trailer. Let me know how excited you are. Let me know how incoherent you can be explaining your excitement for the trailer to me, just like I did on a 15-minute podcast here for you guys, okay? And as always, until next time.
I have spoken.
Give the evacuation code signal.
We all know life is about passions. Thank you for lending me your ear while I shared all of mine. You can follow the Blue Milk Cafe on Facebook at that BMC Pod, on Twitter at FishFrick, on Instagram at that BMC Pod. You can also email the Blue Milk Cafe at portbach@gmail.com. And remember, blue milk, it does a body good.
Anyway,
you're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.